since 2005. You're listening to Gamertag Radio with your hosts, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1287. This is your host, Danny Pena, and this is a special episode for you guys. So, a couple weeks back, I got to sit down and hang out with Colin Kaepernick. He's a very well-known football player. We were playing the new game that him and also Saber Interactive been working on now for a while, and it's called Wild Card Football. That's Wild Card Football. It's coming out October 10th. There's gonna be a lot of pro football superstars in this, hundreds of them actually. And this is coming out for the PC and actually all consoles. So that's PlayStation 5, Xbox Series, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch. And for the PC version, you can also play this on Steam and Epic Game Store. So this isn't actually a conversation. This is I got this straight from the video that I just released a few minutes ago on my YouTube channel. Make sure to go to The Danny Pena on YouTube, or just look up Danny Pena. Just look it up there, and you'll see the video and everything. But it was a great conversation. We talked about old school gaming, which was like his favorite console, first console, favorite games. Talked a lot about Mario Kart and Zelda. It was a great, great conversation while we were playing the game. So this is a special podcast. Again, this is just a conversation from the video that I recorded during my session, gaming session with Colin Kaepernick. And it was an awesome and a great, great opportunity to just chat with him about everything. And plus, he gave me some tips on how to play the game overall. So thank you so much to Saber Interactive. This was a very cool experience getting to know Colin and also getting to know more about the game, because I love NBA Jam, love NFL Blitz. It's been a long time I don't play a game like that. So playing this, it reminded me so much of those old school games and everything, man. So again, the game is coming out October 10th. So if you want to watch the video version of my conversation with Colin, go right now, look up Danny Pena. You can see it. Plus, I'm going to post the link of the video under the description of this episode. So make sure to support and spread the word if you can, all right? So let's go straight to the conversation. Everyone, this is a special episode. Thank you so much for all your support. Don't worry, we have more content coming up. Stay tuned. Have a great, great weekend.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
How did you get involved with this, man? Getting involved with the game.
Yeah, so we got introduced to Saber about a year ago.
Oh, nice!
And after the first meeting, both really excited about what we could do together. Mm-hmm. Shortly thereafter, we were looking at all the enhancements we can make to the game on everything from power-ups to locations.
Celebration dance, too. You gotta give them some tips on that one, too.
On what?
Celebration dance and stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah. So we're just talking about celebration dances this morning.
Right. Yeah, good.
And also looking at, I go into football mode. I play spacing and play structure.
Yeah, sure. I have time.
Play designs, all of that. So, we're constantly looking for ways to be able to iterate on the game, make it the best it possibly can be.
Yeah, I like these type of games because sometimes I just want to just play with friends, like a quick game, you know.
Yeah.
And I think this is like the type of game, like NBA Jam. This like reminds me of. It reminds me of that. Of like, okay, let's just play arcade style, just have some fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool.
And you don't have to be. You don't have to be the expert at the game to be able to play and have
fun.
Yeah,
I think that will help to bring like new people in and try it out. You know, so.
For me, I like the power ups because it feels like Mario Kart to me.
So you've been a gamer. You've been playing casually here and there. Back. I don't know. Or currently, what?
I've game for a long time. Different levels.
Okay.
But growing up, to your point, I was I would play Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter.
Mortal Kombat, yeah, okay.
I would play all the NBA, all the sports games, yeah. NBA Jam, NFL Blitz.
Yeah.
Obviously, everybody plays Mario Kart at some point.
Oh yeah, man, that's my
go-to. Zelda, Final Fantasy. So. Played a good range of games.
Yeah. What was your first console you got from back then? For me, it was the Atari. That's like really old school in the 80s, man. But
I had the... So with my brother and sister are older. So I had the Nintendo, the original Nintendo. We had Super Nintendo, Dreamcast.
Man, that was a system that people slept on, man. Dreamcast.
Yeah, and then we had PlayStation and Xbox after that. Yeah, so
cool. Nice.
Progressed through.
It's cool, man.
Also had the computer game.
Oh, see, you got me right there. Oh, my God. See, you got a half the time. See?
Come on. Come on.
There you go. Didn't score yet. Super close, but all right.
So what about you?
Oh, games? Oh,
yeah.
Man. Well, I started... My grandmother actually bought me an Atari 2600 in the 80s. And ever since then, I've became a huge gamer. And then started collecting a lot, like, you know, Nintendo, Super Nintendo. But I used to play, during the Super Nintendo era, I used to play a lot of NBA Jam, Mortal Kombat.
Crazy. Yeah. Okay.
So hearing about this, it got me excited to try this out, because it reminds me of those old school, you know, games like that, you know, so. Not yet. But yeah, I played a lot of Final Fantasy and everything, and now I play a lot of I play old consoles. I cover games now, yeah, it's I think it's an exciting time. Especially this year, a lot of great games is coming out. So,
what's your favorite console?
Console depends, man. Depends. I love
does it
that.
Does it depend on the game?
Depend on the game. Depend also on like the features of the console, you know. So like for me, my favorite console was the Xbox 360 back then. That really got me into online gaming. That sounds all right.
You got me good.
I'll play that a lot. And then now I love Nintendo Switch. You know, I could play on the go.
Yeah.
Have you tried the Switch?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Switch is cool.
Had Switch. Played through Mario on the Switch.
Mm-hmm. Mario, okay.
And also played Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Oh, Breath of the Wild, yeah.
Yeah.
The new one's pretty good, too. Should try the new one.
What's the latest one?
Latest one is oh my god, Tears. Help me out, somebody.
Tears of the Kingdom.
There you go. Close. Yeah, it's really good, but I feel like I'm never gonna finish that game. There's so much stuff to do in there. You know, so
that's the thing with Zelda is some dedication.
Yeah. Okay. So I could. What was your favorite sports game, man? That from back then.
NBA Jam.
NBA Jam was like.
And World that Series was Baseball and NFL Blitz.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say those were my three, like, go-tos.
All right. So let's. Okay. I gotta step up my game. It's all good. Let's see. Ready, set, hunt! Yeah, so what was the, I know you mentioned Mario Kart. Any favorites there? Any of the characters from there? For me, it was Toad and Luigi.
Oh, I'm a Yoshi guy.
Yoshi.
Nice.
I'm Yoshi, but it depends. It also depends which.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that. All right.
It also depends what Grand Prix you're in.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. So once, like, Rainbow Road, you got to be, like, smart. Strategic, who are you going to pick? It can get chaotic in there. You know,
so. Well, actually, sorry, no. Now I'm thinking about the...
Am I close?
I used to be Yoshi until I realized he wasn't the fastest. I go Bowser. Bowser 50 through 150 on the Grand Prix. And then if you go to 200, then you have to go to like a Toad or something like that.
You know what? I just picked something that I was not supposed to do here. I'm not going to make it there. Yeah, I'm not going to make it. But anyways, yeah, I think Toad for me, it's like the easiest to control. When it comes to like turns,
mm-hmm.
So I always pick Toad. Is this your first time getting like involved?
There he is.
Game system? Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, it's over.
Oh, wait. I'm going to try this to see. I've never seen this.
I actually don't know which one of these will win.
Wait. Hold on. I was trying to get the UFO. I was trying to get the UFO in there, man. So, but can I pick you up if you land the UFO? Even if you're big? Colossus?
That I don't know. I haven't seen.
It will pick him up? Ah, see? It was like inches, man. So almost got you there. See, guys, where was the camera? I'm getting destroyed, but it's all good. I'm having a great conversation. It's all good. You gotta give me some tips, Colin. What is it I'm doing wrong here? Give me some tips. You think it's the car? You think it's because I'm making the wrong cards, or is just the skills of football? What is it? What do you think it is?
No, card selection can improve.
Okay, all right. All right. See, I picked the UFO one, thinking
the UFO one was a good choice.
Yeah, but you surpass him and using the Colossus. That completely destroyed me, man. You know what I'm saying? So.
No. You got any pro tips for a game on here?
Play a game. I've been playing for 14 years now, I think.
A lot of things back in the day. That's true. That's true.
He coded it.
Yeah, no. But it's cool. It's cool that you're part of this project, man. You know, and I think they're gonna get a lot of people get into football and just. Even if like this, you know, playing with the cards. And what is it, Wild Card, right? That's the official name? Yeah. Wild Card? Wild Card Football?
Yep.
It's fun. It's actually a lot of fun, man.
Yeah. It's a good time. And the other part that's dope about it is it's player driven. So,
mm-hmm.
when you see the team name, it's like, you're Jalen Hurts. This is Jalen Hurts' team on here. And it's the quarterbacks that are driving the team. So it's dope to have the players at the forefront within the game. Creates a different dynamic than we've seen before.
Yeah, character just looks just like you, man. Look at that. Look at that. All excited.
Got great design team.
Exactly.
Because if I had to draw it up, it wouldn't look so good.
No, it's pretty cool, man. Cool with it?
Oh, like, yeah.
That was just practice. The first one.
Same team or different team?
I'll try a new team. Yeah.
He's going to lure you into false insecurity. Now the real him's going to come out. You're going to see the skill now.
That was just, you know, that was just me being, you know.
No, it's good.
All right, let's see.
That was the setup.
He's a shark.
Is there any stats for the teams or is it just players? Because I noticed I saw like your stats.
Oh, that's the team stats.
Yeah,
team stats. Then you have offense, defense below.
Okay.
When you go into Dream Squad, you'll be able to like level up your team the more you play.
Okay.
So each individual player, as you collect cards and unlock them, will have different stats that pump up the overall team.
Okay. You got to check out all the games that were announced last week and this week. They had a festival or event showing all the games and stuff from different companies.
Oh, so they
showed,
I didn't.
Yeah, they showed the new Mortal Kombat. That looks pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat. They showed, trying to think if there's any other ones that you probably know. Do you like horror games? I love horror games. Scary games?
It depends what it is.
Yeah. Like, you know, Resident Evil.
Yeah. Like, I can play those. There's some things that are like, all right, when you do it just for the sake of it being horror, then I'm like, all right, that's not as interesting to me.
Sure.
But, I mean, ultimately, if the game is good, it's good.
Yeah, exactly. What? No way. There you go. Was that a card that helped you to push?
No, that was just a stiff arm.
Oh, okay. So, okay. All right.
That was a stiff arm.
Yeah, because I don't know which one is like the cards or not. That's also a glass. Because I notice a glow. The character there looks like they're glowing, like a gold.
Oh, they'll. So depending on, like, when you have a power up, so say I use this, like, you can see your guys are red right now.
Yeah.
So if I click on it, your player's feet will turn red. So the power up's on them. But like at the snap, this is just using turbo when they have that blue glow behind them.
Okay,
I see. That blue trail, that's just the turbo. Okay. Oh, I got no password key.
Okay. So this one, it suggests based on your fix. See here, it just popped up for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What has you been playing during your free time?
So the one most recently that I played was... popped up on my Xbox was the old school Ninja Turtles.
Oh yes, man. Yeah, that love that. Love that game. Love that game.
Yeah, I went back and played and I was like,
it's so good. So there's the soundtrack is so good on that. I bought the vinyl actually because Wu-Tang.
Oh, really?
Wu-Tang, Ghostface, and Raekwon, they did a song for that song. Mm. For that game, it's so good. Yeah. Yeah, I'm waiting for the movie. The movie looks pretty cool too. It's takes place in the 90s.
The
Ninja Turtles game. Ninja Turtles movie. It's coming out like in July, I think.
Oh, there's another one coming?
Yeah, another one, yeah. It looks really, really good. Oh, look at that. Perfect timing. 5 minutes. There you go.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Oh, as I see that.
Go get him.
All right. Hey. Well, you said 5 minutes, I have to step on my game.
Yeah.
I had to step on
a picture.
Terrible.
Right?
Terrible.
But that's funny. Just the timing. Perfect.
Let's try this.
What is that?
Oh, the accuracy? Decreases accuracy. Does the decrease of accuracy work on kicks?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Yeah, because it turns.
Yeah.
It turned, yeah.
So, I know there's a kick one, and then there's the passing accuracy one, so I don't know which. I didn't see which card it was. But
it was
maybe the passing accuracy.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter on the kick, but the wind is, like, extreme.
Got it.
It's definitely like...
You come a lot over here to Los Angeles?
I'm in LA quite a bit.
I just moved here. Well, actually 3 years ago I moved here. I used to live, born and raised in New York, also lived in Miami.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I used to do my gaming stuff over there too. Also, I could pick two. Two cards.
Yeah, if they're not the same color cards.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. So that's good.
You put the messed up.
Yeah, I did.
I was like, that was not close to the dude I was throwing to.
Alright. Well, you were trying to throw it like a left side or something? Or
I was trying to throw it out to the right.
Right? Okay.
Did you say originally from Miami?
Oh, originally from New York.
Went to Miami.
Was there for high school and then went back to New York. Then I decided to move over here. I needed something new. And
got it.
I like it over here. So it's really cool. Like the weather, lots of
weather is amazing.
Yeah, lots of opportunities. Stuff that I've been doing. So because I do a lot of interviews with creators, developers that make games, so I get to see like stuff early. I travel or go to their studios and get to play their games and everything. So, like for example, I went to Stockholm, got to play Star Wars early over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like stuff like that.
That's dope.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing that for?
Oof, I started in 2001. So it's 22 years. Yeah. 22 years. Yeah, I started. That's dope. I didn't know you could do that. That's really cool. I started podcasting before podcasts.
Like a thing.
Yeah, there was no smartphone back then. So, but it's been life changing like, ever since I started doing this. But I'm telling you, it was my grandmother, man. She was the one that gave me that Atari 2600, and everything just changed after that. So,
All right, I gotta go for this.
Yeah, you gotta score at least before you know time runs out. Man. It's the sun.
I gotta go for this now.
Skunk today.
Yeah. This is all right. I knew it. Go. Yeah, it's not. It's too late. All right.
Couldn't let you off easy.
As soon as the speed increased, I was like, oh, I know exactly what this is. All
right. See, we had to make sure this one was close so we get a good review.
Yeah, exactly, right? Can it be 14 to zip like the last one? I had to change it up a bit, you know? Do you see yourself playing this online? Is this online? Is this gonna be online?
It'll be cross play.
Yeah, are you gonna try to play this online or what?
Oh, I definitely. Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You gotta talk trash, man.
I was just playing my brother-in-law before.
Oh, really? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Man, that's one thing. When I was living in Miami, my brother was still in New York. I would just get like games like Tetris and sports games and just play with him online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was awesome. I felt like he was there too, you know?
Yeah. That's dope.
Yeah. All right, so.
Oh, yeah.
We only have like 45 seconds. I have to do something quick.
You're not ready for this one.
Oh, man. See, you got a good card, man.
I was hoping it was a pass play.
So wait, that storm goes after me, or it's just random like the UFO one?
You control it.
Oh, okay.
So your player turns into the storm?
Oh, okay.
and you can control where it goes.
See, I didn't know that. It's I gotta watch my back. See, that didn't work. All right, so how's it looking? So we got 30. Oh, you
37.
30. Okay.
Got to play aggressive for the win.
Yeah, man, I gotta step it up. You know what? Let's
and get these timeouts here. Try to save time.
I'm doing something crazy. Let's see. I don't even know what this is, but I'm just gonna take it. Was that a good choice?
You're on defense?
That just messes up my cards.
If you're on defense, it's a great choice.
Oh, come on. My God, no way.
Come on.
I thought he was solo. All right. You know what? I see.
Oh, he's going for it.
Colin, it's not letting me, do anything, man.
What else?
Yo, go no. for it.
Oh, come on. Get it.
Can I escape if you do that? Can I? There's no way. No.
I haven't seen anyone escape.
Man. No. Once you get tackled,
yeah.
My animation, you can't get out of it.
Man. All right. Let's see. This is good enough.
No,
25 seconds. I got to do something quick.
Might have to play a little more aggressive. Playing a little too deep.
See, we gotta wait for the. The bars at the bottom, right? That will help me collect the cards, right?
Yeah.
That was still short. Oh my god. What's that? Okay, I even lost, man. Alright, this is it.
Let's see.
No! 6 seconds. What, it's fourth round?
Yep.
Yeah, there's no way I'm gonna. Alright. Here we go.
Go get it.
Oh, okay.
All right. Oh, no.
It's all good. Hey, that's better than the loss, man. So, all right, we tie it up, you know?
Oh, go sudden death.
Oh, we can't? All right, let's do it. I thought we were going to stop.
Yeah.
We're going to do it. All right.
Let's recall the day.
Yeah.
Go home, friends.
Yeah, that would have been nice. Like, back then. That's a couple points.
Yes. All right. Let's see what you get going. Oh, I don't like that.
Hey, did it to me. I got.
Get away!
Oh wait. Oh okay. I was like, wait a minute. You went through. Through the storm, or I missed it? That's what it was?
I think it missed.
Okay.
Weather the storm.
Go. Oh.
Get out of here, man. No, you're not going to score. There's no way.
No way.
I thought I had it.
Okay.
Let's give this a shot.
Hey, man.
Yeah, give this a shot.
Oh, then you know you got it. See? I thought you were going to... I messed up. I thought you were going to throw somebody else. That's all good, man. No, but thanks for the opportunity to play with you, man. It was
good. No, I appreciate it, man.
A lot of fun. And hopefully I'll see you online.
Yeah.
All right, cool. We'll see. I'll talk trash too once I master this game. It's all good, bro. All right. See you,
appreciate
man.
It, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.